flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was like a tragedy at the beginning. The first like four questions were, this guy's a nobody. He'll never do nothing in this town.
And then, why would you give him a 1920s sports broadcasting accent?
I kind of went Regis too. I don't really know. Regis. But Gelman! However.
Were you a Regis and Kathy Lee? Were
absolutely you, not. Okay. No.
Remember he did that? He did the show with Katie Nolan. That was like one of the debut shows on Fox Sports out there. Regis went on a ride.
I'm going to tell you right now. At the edge of his prime, or when he was washed up and not dead yet, I would have loved to hang out with Regis.
Yeah, you give off solid Regis vibes.
That people have been saying that. Big Regis,
saying that
energy.
Regis energy. It's what a ride ridiculous. Ben took us on, though. Yeah. Seriously.
It was like, oh, wait, it could work.
The first half, I was like, did everything I think I saw with Darnold, was it all just a lie? You know, he's a product of the environment and all these other things. And then I'm like, well, all right. How's he going to save this? And he's like, oh, you win 10 games.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, and I think you pointed this off air, that might make really, maybe 10 games is like our equivalent of winning 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, they just won 14 games.
And didn't they win 13 the year before?
Yeah,
Jones beat them in the playoffs, they were a 13-win team.
I think 10 is wildly insulting. And we're over here like 10 wins? Sign us up. It's really nice.
I will say, my biggest concern about Sam Darnold is the context. Like, you're not playing inside. That's a big piece of this. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good play caller. I think Kevin O'Connell might be the best play caller in the game. To me, in my mind, what he's done in Minnesota is so much more impressive than what even Shanahan's done in San Fran or even what McVay's done in L.A. Like, that is to win with those quarterbacks, to win to the extent that they have. I know they haven't won in the postseason. That's what happens when you have Sam Darnold and Kirk Cousins as your quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, when J.J. McCarthy got injured, I remember listening to one of the betting podcasts that I tune into every now and then.
Yep.
And the guy was like, it is a lock. Vikings under win total 6 is a lock. And, he went in this whole rant about how they were going to lose the first 8 games of the season last year because it was such a tough schedule to start out of the gate. And it was like, I mean, he just turns it around so quick.
I'm just so
torn. It was a lost year.
I mean, like, I think I really thought Sam Darnold was an awful quarterback. I really did.
I can tell the mind bleep that it has over you, the idea that he's ever done anything productive at the NFL level.
And it's so funny because everybody...
Now, take me into that, though. So you were in Carolina, you were in Charlotte. You were at the training camps, right? Like, I mean, listen, this is why we always remind everyone, because we go to these training camps, and we've just seen it so many times, whether that's the Browns or whether in your instance it's the Browns and the Panthers, where you go to these training camps, and there are people that are practice field All-Americans.
Yeah,
and that does happen. But usually the people that stink on the practice field don't then all of a sudden turn around and be awesome on the field.
Yeah, what's funny is Sam looked like a gym class hero. He did, because it was slower, it was casual, he has a swag, he's a laid-back dude that very much comes across in how he kind of operates in a way that looks real, kind of graceful and classy. But the problem is, and the problem had been, when you get it in real NFL speed, there's just no comfort there.
Okay, so he did at least look good on the practice field.
It
doesn't mean anything.
Now, granted, I didn't see him in New York, but the year that I saw him in Carolina, I remember thinking in camp, like, really hard in the paint, that he's not, like, I mean, I called him Slappy Sam, like, he's not good. And so I didn't change my opinion on air because it was practice. But then when he went in, I mean, he looked lost. He somehow looked worse
in
Carolina.
Which does happen. I mean, we've got a list of Browns quarterbacks that look good on the practice field that never translated.
And in fairness, his context in New York, find me the great playmaker there, find me the great play caller, you can't do it.
I mean, hell, I'd add Deshaun to that list even when it comes to guys that look good on the practice field, and then you get in the game and it's a different story.
Remember that first camp? Some of the things?
Well, day and night
from what we've previously seen?
I watched him versus Jacoby Brissett, and he made Jacoby look like a ninth grader.
Yep. In fairness, that just meant Jacoby was also booty cheeks. But.
True, but it was so stark. The difference was so stark as far as velocity and everything else. Again, you're in shorts and a t-shirt.
But I'm so torn because I did watch Sam this year, and I watched a guy who was confident. He was never confident when I watched him up close in Carolina. I watched a guy whose processing speed, he was at ease, in comfort, in making those decisions on the field this year, right? Like,
yeah, not seeing ghosts.
He was a guy, and listen, he's always been able to move off his first read, but there were just times where you could tell he was so pent up and so anxious after moving on from his first read that he'd just hurry up, and you didn't see a lot of that. And it's so funny because he does have a good physical skill set. He can move around, right? He does have a strong arm. So I just have never seen such a stark contrast to what I watched in New York, what I watched up close in Carolina, and a guy who looked like a top 15 quarterback. And I agree with Ben Lieber, by the way. If Sam Darnold was able to translate in this context to the same guy he was or close to it in Minnesota, you're a 10-win team next year. I don't know if that makes you any better in the playoffs because clearly he tightened up.
Well,
he clenched in the Lions game and in the playoffs.
It was bad.
But I don't know. You said it perfectly. It's a mind bleep. And so on one hand, I'm like, okay, I know what I've seen from this guy up close. On the other hand, I know he's a good dude in a locker room. And he looked like a different quarterback.
Locker room,
and I think
all anyone's ever said is how great he is.
Like if Stefanski is who anyone has said he is, there is no reason. I know we don't have a Justin Jefferson, but add another receiver. Mm-hmm. But like, there's no reason he can't get something adjacent to that, right? If Kevin Stefanski really is the elite play caller.
I wonder if that would be the hang-up, though. Is like, do we need a Jefferson? Do we need an Addison? Do they just have so many weapons that we just can't match what that is?
I actually think the O-line's more important. I think Ben talked about...
Ben said the inside of the O-line was extremely important, and we have that.
Well, and he had said they didn't have that in Minnesota.
Well, I mean, and that's also playing with the idea that Petonio can find the fountain of youth a little bit.
I actually... I'm not afraid of losing Joel because he's older and because I've been preparing myself for it.
Okay, good.
Can you get Ethan Posick back to being Ethan Posick from 2 years ago? And are you ready to just go ahead and pay Wyatt the way you should?
Well, they paid Wyatt, but they got to pay him again.
No, that's... Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It's like... There's been a lot of debate. Well, you just move on from Wyatt too. I get he's 30 years old. I don't care. Like, Kevin Zeitler's like 36, and Kevin Zeitler's the worst season he had was in Cleveland. Every other year in Detroit and Baltimore, in Cincinnati, he's been a damn good player. So I. Like, as long as you're keeping Wyatt.
I mean, I told you. Listen, I'm much higher on the idea of Sam Darnold than I am Kirk Cousins. I've told you that for a while now. Now, I don't know how much I love the idea that if they franchise tag him, you're going to have to give up some assets as well, and I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, I think my principle for Sam is my same principle as it is for Kirk, and that is if all I have to do is pay you, I can come around to the idea and get behind it. Trading assets, well, it depends. Like, I'm not giving up a first for Sam. I'm not giving up a second for Sam. If they said for the right for you to pay Sam, you've got to give us a third round.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Pick? Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I can get a third-round pick by trading out of two or trading out of 33.
We have 11 picks as well.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of picks this year.
Can I give them a couple six-rounders? We got like five six-rounders
this
year.
There's so many six-round picks.
It's too many. Nobody needs that many six-rounders.
They love the six-round picks.
I mean,
tell that to Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Three. Everybody knows Nick Wilson, Nicky Dubs, and no more than three six-round picks.
Yeah? What round was Brady found in there, Nick?
I believe that was the six-round.
Load up on six-rounders. We got it.
Were there three of them?
We got it.
And that draft,
there were seven of them actually. We have a chance.
But no, I mean, I'm so torn.
I just love doing that, by the way, because you know there's someone in their car that was like, "What round was Brady in?" It's like that's not how this works, guys.
Yeah. Also, Antonio Brown, sixth rounder.
Yeah.
And get on.
How dare you devalue the sixth round pick, Nick?
Jordan Mailata, seventh rounder. We should just stock up on only
do Brock Purdy, seventh rounder. We should
would
only
you
do sixth and seventh rounders
for 40 seventh round picks this year.
That's actually really funny. Yeah. Would you trade a second round pick for the entire sixth round draft class?
It's now the Moneyball approach. More is better.
Just say darts at the dartboard.
Only 10 of them are going to make the team.
Darts
but those
at the
10,
dartboard.
Get ready for it. But I am torn between, I think Sam Darnold, of the known available quarterbacks at this moment, is probably as good as it gets, while also knowing that up until 4 months ago, I thought the guy was a scrub. And I don't know how to reconcile those today. Like, you know, I'm not big on endorsements
today. It's new information,
today.
Though, but it's new information, right? Like, I mean, he showed you something.
It's just so contradictory.
I know, but he showed you something you'd never seen before. It's okay. Listen, I can hide the post from your Carolina friends if you want me to. We can find a way to make sure none of Carolina can access your Sam Darnold is great now post. We can make this happen. But we need to, as sports fans, be able to understand when you have new information and someone shows you something, then okay. We have to give these athletes the idea that you can get better in life.
We
afford this opportunity everywhere in life with everyone that you're going to be better at 37 than you were at 27, and you're going to get better in life. Like, we can do this with Sam Darnold as well.
I just feel like this offseason is going to come down to Sam Darnold versus Shedeur Sanders. And
that's what I call a win-win, my friend.
Yeah, I would say it's the opposite.
That's what I call a win-win.
It's not that either can't work. And I really want to be clear on that, because Sam, we do have new information on Sam. But it's the idea of, like, I'm going to be accepting that you're going to get a middle of the road quarterback.
Okay,
and maybe not a great quarterback.
You're at least out of the Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson sinkhole that exists over there.
I think Kirk Cousins can succeed in this scenario. It's just you're going to be having the same conversation 2 years from now.
That's right? The problem.
Like, so I think Russ can succeed in this scenario. I just don't want him because
he's got an expiration date.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as Kirk, but with Russ, you're going to have to pay him more. And the only appeal with Kirk is, you mean I get to only pay him $1.5 million? All right, sold. But again, I'll still take giving Sam Darnold 25 a year and going or the Baker contract, going that route and seeing where it gets you. And let me put it this way. If that fails, we cannot hold it to the same degree that we have the Deshaun thing. Right? If that fails,
we're all going in
understanding this is not a foolproof plan and that this comes with some potential danger. 216-474-0092.
But you don't get a million cracks at it either, Nick.
But you got to take the best cracks you can this year and understand these cracks are not like last year's cracks.
They have to start winning games.
Yes, they do. But not all cracks are the same. Everybody
side-eyed the cracks thing, and I almost gave you a talking downtown, and I decided not to.
Another Buckeye headed out the door on quick hits at 3:22 on 92.3 The Fan.